And you have to remember, you know, where she lives, she is, I suppose, in many regards, a daily communicant and would attend Mass regularly. But to get to Mass, she has to cross four lanes of traffic in the heart of a very intensive public housing area. And, you know, we have very little fuel cars in and around Derry. So, you know, what we do have, you know, in these circumstances, there has to be greater levels of traffic calming to ensure that pedestrians in particular have safe access.
And do you believe an incident like this should be the catalyst to progress calls there have been for a reduction in the speed limits in these intensely residential areas?
Well, I think there's two folds. I think generally speaking, and whether that's in Derry, Donegal, in large residential areas, we generally have a 30 mile per hour zone. In a 30 mile per hour zone, if you're hit by a car, you have 1 in 5 chances of dying. In a 20 mile per hour zone, you have 1 chance in 40. You know, so there is a significant difference. But I think in these circumstances, it is, and I have to say, it's awful that, you know, it takes a death of a loved one in circumstances where even the daughter said to me yesterday, Pat Ramsey, we need to be doing something to get traffic lights or something here that can calm the traffic down and people have a bit of peace of mind in crossing the roads. I have just left the minister's office. I'm in Stormont. I've asked for a formal meeting with him today, just briefly, to discuss those concerns and reiterate the concerns from the family. I think an ultimate major survey has to be carried out on conditions within that Wider Bogs area to make it possible for people to use it in a much more safer way. And that's a priority for me today.